Bobby Darwin's daughter looks up from the Bible she's been reading to the clock on a dirty wall of a double wide. It's 3 a.m. Her husband's on the town shooting pool or fooling around, or all of the above, it doesn't matter anymore. She can't get through to him. Seems like only yesterday they were married in a chapel. Candlelight the whole nine yards, honeymoon in Vegas, they settled down. Now it's lonely nights and hungry kids. She just keeps on looking for the life that's not the life she's living now. Bobby Darwin's daughter used to ask her father where Santa Claus and babies and God came from. And as she's gotten older, all those easy answers are somewhere between here and kingdom come. And in her darkest hours, Bobby Darwin's daughter wishes she could go back when she'd ask where God came from instead of wondering where he's been. Bobby Darwin's daughter dropping off the kids, driving home in the pouring rain, a sudden skid, and just like that she's clinging to her life. Her husband rushes into the tiny room and through his tears whispers, I love you, baby, please don't leave me now, you're my only life. He bows his head and prays aloud, this one thing I promise, if I could get just one more chance to be the man I should have been, I'll be that man. She awakens to another world and stares into his grateful eyes of love. She smiles at him. He takes her hand. Bobby Darwin's daughter used to ask her father where Santa Claus and babies and God came from. And as she's gotten older, all those easy answers are somewhere between here and kingdom come. And in her darkest hour, Bobby Darwin's daughter never saw till now that she was wrong about where God came from and that he's been here all along.